Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hi, I'm Maxton. Today I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. 6 years ago, my life was on an upswing. My wife Olivia was 7 months pregnant with our first child, and we just bought a modest house in Pine Creek. I remember how Olivia would spend evenings decorating the nursery, her face glowing with anticipation. "Do you think he'll have your eyes?" Olivia asked one night, placing my hand on her rounded belly. "I hope he has your smile," I replied, feeling a tiny kick against my palm.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Then Trent called. We'd been friends since college, roommates for 3 years. He'd been the best man at my wedding. "Max, buddy, I need a favor," Trent said, his voice carrying that familiar urgency. "My landlord's selling the building with no notice. I need a place to crash for a couple weeks." I covered the phone and looked at Olivia. She hesitated but nodded. "2 weeks," I told him firmly. "We've got the baby coming soon." "You're a lifesaver. I swear, 2 weeks, Max," Trent promised. My sister Zoe called me that evening. "You're letting Trent stay with you? With Olivia about to have a baby?" "It's temporary," I defended. "He'd do the same for me." "Would he?" Zoe asked pointedly. 3 days later, Trent arrived with 2 suitcases and his perpetual optimism. He hugged Olivia awkwardly around her belly and presented us with a cheap bottle of wine. "For after the baby comes," he said with a wink. The first few days were fine. Trent was out most of the time, apartment hunting. By the end of the first week, things started to change. I noticed our groceries disappearing faster than usual. The bathroom was constantly wet and messy after Trent used it.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
"Did Trent say when he's viewing apartments?" Olivia asked one morning, folding baby clothes. "He mentioned something about Westbrook," I said, though I realized I hadn't actually heard him talk about apartment hunting in days. At work, I mentioned Trent to my colleague Dominic during lunch. "Trent Crawford? Isn't he staying with you guys now?" Dominic asked, looking surprised. "Yeah, temporarily. Why?" Dominic hesitated. "No reason. Just heard him talking about it." Later that evening, I came home to find Trent wearing my favorite sweater, feet up on our coffee table, drinking the last of my craft beers. "Hey, roomie," he said cheerfully. "Hope you don't mind. I borrowed this. Spilled something on mine." That night, Olivia shifted uncomfortably in bed beside me. "Max," she whispered, "I'm starting to feel stressed having someone else in our space. The doctor said I need to stay calm these last few weeks." I squeezed her hand. "I'll talk to him tomorrow about firming up his move-out date." Little did I know, Trent's inconsiderate behaviors were just the beginning, and soon, his actions would put my family in jeopardy during what should have been one of the happiest moments of our lives. 2 weeks passed quickly, and Trent showed no signs of moving out. His belongings gradually spread throughout our house, and his promises of apartment viewings grew increasingly vague. One morning, I noticed my laptop wasn't where I'd left it. I found Trent using it in the guest room, surrounded by empty snack bags. "Sorry, man," he said when he saw me. "My computer's acting up and I needed to send some emails." I bit my tongue. Next time, just ask first. At breakfast, Olivia was unusually quiet. Everything okay? I asked. She sighed.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
I can't find my silver bracelet, the one my grandmother gave me. Maybe you misplaced it, I suggested. I always keep it in my jewelry box, she replied, rubbing her belly anxiously. Later that day, Dominic pulled me aside at work. Hey, you might want to know something about Trent. What now? I asked, already dreading his response. He's been telling people at Crossroads Bar that you guys are letting him stay indefinitely, says you owe him for getting you through college. My stomach tightened. That's not the arrangement. That evening, I came home determined to have a serious talk with Trent. But when I arrived, Olivia met me at the door, her face pale. Max, I found my bracelet in Trent's coat pocket when I was doing laundry, she whispered. You sure? I asked, stunned. She nodded. I was hanging up his jacket and felt something in the pocket. Before I could respond, Trent strolled in from the kitchen, munching on a sandwich. Trent, we need to talk, I said firmly, about the bracelet and about your timeline for moving out. He looked bewildered. What bracelet? Oh, that thing. I found it on the bathroom floor, was going to give it back. It was in my jewelry box, Olivia said. Well, obviously not if I found it on the floor, Trent countered, his tone condescending. Regardless, I interrupted, it's been almost 3 weeks. We agreed on 2. Trent's face darkened. So you're kicking me out, after everything we've been through? We need our space back, I insisted. Olivia's due date is getting closer. Fine, he huffed. I have a lead on a place anyway. Give me until the weekend. That night, Olivia complained of Braxton Hicks' contractions.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
The doctor said stress can make them worse, she murmured. Just a few more days, I promised, feeling guilty for bringing this stress into our home. The next morning, I had an early meeting. I left Olivia sleeping and headed out, noticing my car was low on gas. I made a mental note to fill it up after work. Throughout the day, I received increasingly urgent texts from Trent. Money troubles, job interview excuses, classic Trent deflection tactics. I was heading home when my phone rang. It was Olivia, her voice tight with pain. Max, my water broke. The baby's coming early. I'll be right there, I promised, rushing to my car. But when I reached the parking lot, my heart dropped. My car wasn't where I'd parked it. After a moment of confusion, a horrifying realization dawned on me. Trent had taken my car without asking, right when my wife was going into labor. Panic surged through me. I called Trent repeatedly, straight to voicemail. I texted, "Where is my car? Olivia in labor." No response. I called Olivia back, trying to keep my voice steady. "My car's gone. Trent must have taken it." "What?" Olivia gasped, then groaned. "Max, these contractions are getting stronger." "I'm calling Zoe right now," I promised, already dialing my sister's number.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Zoe answered on the second ring. "What's up, bro?" "Olivia's in labor and Trent took my car. Can you get here ASAP? "That's selfish," she cut herself off. "I'm on my way. 10 minutes. I rushed back to our house in an Uber, finding Olivia leaning against the wall, breathing heavily, her packed hospital bag at her feet. "Where is he?" she demanded through gritted teeth. "I don't know, but Zoe's coming." Olivia squeezed my hand so hard I winced. He knew the baby could come any day now. Zoe arrived in record time and we carefully helped Olivia into the back seat. As we sped toward the hospital, I kept calling Trent, growing angrier with each unanswered ring. At the hospital, Dr. Chen met us in the maternity ward. "You're progressing quickly, Olivia," she said after examining her. "This baby isn't waiting." Hours passed in a blur of Olivia's labor pains and my growing rage at Trent. Dominic texted that he'd seen my car outside Lakeside Apartments, a complex known for wild parties. Finally, as Olivia entered the final stage of labor, my phone rang. "Yo, Max, man," Trent slurred. "Your car's running great." "Where the hell are you?" I hissed, stepping into the hallway. "Olivia's in labor." "What? For real?" He sounded genuinely surprised, then dismissive. "Well, babies take hours to come anyway, right? I'll be there soon." I was about to explode when a nurse called me back. "Your wife needs you now." Remarkably, despite everything, our son Benjamin was born healthy and perfect. As I held him, watching Olivia's exhausted, triumphant smile, the door burst open. Trent stumbled in, reeking of alcohol, with a woman I'd never seen hanging on his arm. "There he is! Uncle Trent's here!" he announced loudly.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
"Get out," I said quietly. "Don't be like that," Trent snickered. "I brought your car back, didn't I?" "You took my car without permission when my wife was in labor," I said, my voice shaking. "You could have cost us everything." Trent rolled his eyes. "Drama queen, everything worked out fine." The woman with him looked uncomfortable. "You said it was your car, Trent." He waved dismissively. "Max and I share everything, always have." "Not anymore," I said firmly. "I want you out of my house by morning." "For borrowing a car?" Trent scoffed. "After all I've done for you?" Zoe, who had been quietly seething nearby, stepped forward. "All you've done? You mean like stealing, lying, and abandoning them in an emergency? That kind of done for them?" Trent's face darkened. "You'll regret this, Max. Nobody turns their back on me." As he stormed out, my relief at his departure was overshadowed by his ominous threat. Little did I know just how far Trent would go to make good on those words. The next morning, I returned home to find Trent gone, along with my expensive watch.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Benjamin's college fun jar and Olivia's tablet. We filed a police report but focused primarily on our newborn son. When Olivia and Benjamin came home from the hospital, we changed the locks and installed security cameras. I took 2 weeks of paternity leave, savoring those precious early moments with my son. But Trent wasn't finished with us. He began spreading rumors among our friends. "Have you seen Trent's posts?" Dominic asked me when I returned to work. "He's claiming you kicked him out with no warning while he was helping Olivia during labor." I showed Dominic the security footage of Trent staggering in at 3 a.m. the night before we came home, filling a bag with our belongings. "That's low, even for him," Dominic muttered. We discovered Trent had used my email credentials to send inappropriate messages to clients. Thankfully, my boss Victor reviewed the IP addresses and timing, confirming I couldn't have sent them. "These weren't sent from your devices or usual locations," Victor explained. "Someone's trying to damage your reputation." A month later, Zoe called. "You won't believe this. Trent tried to pull the same stunt with Kaylee from your old office, asked to stay just for a week, after making up some landlord story. "Did she let him?" I asked. "No, I warned her after what happened with you guys."
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Word spread quickly through our social circle. People compared stories and realized Trent's pattern of using others, stealing, and burning bridges when confronted. 3 months after Benjamin's birth, we attended a neighborhood cookout. I tensed when I saw Trent approaching, looking disheveled. "Max, buddy, can we talk?" he asked, his tone desperate. "Things haven't been good. Lost my job, and my new roommate kicked me out." "That sounds difficult," I replied coolly. "I was hoping. Maybe I could crash with you guys for a few days, for old time's sake?" "No, Trent," I said firmly. "You stole from us, endangered my wife and son, and tried to ruin my career."
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
"I said I was sorry about the car thing," he protested. "You've never apologized for anything," I corrected him. "And you're only here because you need something." "Fine," he snapped. "I thought we were friends." "So did I replied sadly. "But friends don't treat each other like you treated us." As he stormed off, our neighbor Clayton approached. "That's the guy who tried to sell me your golf clubs last month. Said you'd given them to him." I shook my head. "He never changes." 6 months later, we heard Trent had moved to Phoenix after burning every bridge in town. His social media showed him still jumping between jobs and couches, still blaming others for his problems. Meanwhile, our family thrived. Benjamin grew into a happy toddler, and Olivia and I welcomed a daughter the following year. Looking back, I realized Trent did teach me something valuable.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
True friendship isn't about what you can take, but what you freely give. Sometimes the best revenge isn't plotting against toxic people. It's simply living well without them. The hardest lesson was learning when to close a door that should never be reopened, even when the person on the other side is knocking.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.